Thank you. I want to acknowledge that we're on stolen Aboriginal land and sovereignty was never ceded. Empire is at its most dangerous when it's desperate and dying, and we see that in Gaza and Lebanon right now, where Israel's violence is escalating every day to more catastrophic levels. Entire neighborhoods are being reduced to rubble in scenes that evoke Hiroshima. And we saw it in the treatment of the flotilla activists, disgusting IDF soldiers raping and torturing humanitarians with zero consequence. And we see it on our screens every day with children and journalists targeted more brazenly by Israel than ever. And we see it right here as well with the lobby that's defending the genocide more desperate too. We saw them pressure Melbourne Council to cancel a room booked by a Jewish woman for a seminar about Christian Zionism for unexplained safety reasons. Zionists tried to shut it down, but like so many times, they utterly failed. It was held with a bigger crowd than ever and with zero incident. And that's the joke of it all. Every time the Zionists try and shut us down, they hand us a bigger win. We are winning, and that is why they are desperate. Every attempt to cancel an event or pressure an institution or silence a speaker is a sign of panic from the Zionist lobby. It's a desperate tactic in a war that they are already losing and that they cannot win because it is a war against the truth. The myth of Zionism and the myth of Israel are crumbling, not because of us, but under the weight of truth itself, carried by the bravest people on this earth, the journalists and ordinary people of Gaza, who somehow not only find it in them to survive the genocide, but to chronicle it in their own, in real time. And they've held up a mirror to the world. They've shown us exactly what this world has allowed, while here our own media companies still parrot the most farcical of Zionist myths of victimhood. And it is because of the courage of people in Gaza that Zionism is on borrowed time, not just in Gaza, but here as well. Because the vast majority of people in this country now see the truth, but as always, it's politicians and institutions of power that are so out of touch. The fact that more than 2.5 years into a live-streamed genocide, so many institutions still crumble like feta at the first whiff of a Zionist tantrum is pathetic and it is embarrassing. And in addition to Melbourne Council, I want to shame two institutions in particular, the University of Melbourne and St. Vincent's Health. Because I don't know if you've heard, but one of Australia's most esteemed cardiologists, Professor Peter MacDonald, was due to deliver a lecture at the University of Melbourne, but they've withdrawn his invitation following pressure from the Zionist lobby about comments he made about Israel last year. Now, Professor MacDonald was already subject to a formal workplace investigation into those comments, and that investigation cleared him. Despite this, the University of Melbourne and St. Vincent's canceled his lecture, and they did not even give him a chance to respond. That decision does not just affect the professor, it deprives medical students in this country and junior doctors and health professionals of the chance to learn from one of Australia's leading experts. How dare they? How dare they come for our free speech, our healthcare, our universities, and all of it to protect a state that kills doctors and nurses and aid workers by the hundreds? But here is what they are failing to understand. None of it is working. The more they try to shut it down, the more pathetic the lobby looks. The more they try to isolate critics, the more widespread the critique becomes. We are not retreating, we are advancing. And we have already forced reversals. We have already exposed decisions that couldn't survive an ounce of public scrutiny. And that is why 87% of young Australians now hold a negative view of Israel. And across the whole population, it's around 79%. The mask is well and truly off, and it will never go back again. We are winning. Antoinette Latouf won, Khaled Sabsabi won, Randa Abdel Fattah has won so many times I can't even keep track. Palestine Action Group in Sydney has beaten Chris Minns in court time and time again. We will keep winning. The empire is dying, and Palestine will be free.